The rally was held at the courthouse to focus attention on the trial of four women charged with blocking traffic during a sit-in at the Army National Guard base in Madison in March, just as the war in Iraq was starting. One of the four, 31-year-old Diane Farsetta, says she and thousands of others across the country courted arrest during the war because they felt it was their responsibility.
U.S. citizens have the responsibility under international law, under the Nuremberg principles, to take action to disobey local or national law when larger issues are at stake.
Farsetta says the Iraq invasion violates international law. A municipal judge in Madison sentenced Farsetta and three other protesters to community service. Progressive magazine editor Matt Rothschild drew cheers from the crowd when he said it's the Bush administration and not protesters like Farsetta who should stand trial.
George W. Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, John Ashcroft, those are the people who are guilty. These four, they are the epitome of innocence. Thank you.
But lifelong Madison resident Mark Meyer, who had business at the courthouse, complained about the protest as he walked through the crowd. He said it was frustrating to be a conservative in a liberal city like Madison.
They're un-American, they're full of deceit and falsehoods, and they're, instead of being part of the solution, they're part of the problem.
Recent state and national polls indicate Meyer's view may be the majority one. President Bush's military policy still has strong public support, but the number of people who say continuing U.S. casualties in Iraq are unacceptable jumped 16 points this week to 44%. That's a number the Democratic presidential candidates are likely to exploit as the 2004 election draws closer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.